we talked earlier on about leeches and whatnot used for medicinal purposes back in the old days and how it's actually going on today. Well, we weren't kidding. We've got a gentleman that's going to join us to give us all kinds of reasons why we should embrace these scary creatures a little bit more than we possibly do. Although I appreciate them as an angler. I love leeches. I think they're fantastic. You can't fish without a good leech, as far as I'm concerned. Anyways, a few weeks ago, we mentioned that ecologists had discovered a new species of leech in Maryland and that it had 3 jaws and 200 teeth. Maybe he can shed some light on that. Joining us from the Royal Ontario Museum in Toronto, which, by the way, has a new exhibit titled Bloodsuckers, Legends to Leeches. Joining us now is Dr. Sebastian Vist. Good morning, Doctor. How are you?
Hi, Angelo. Good, good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, man. I love leeches, by the way. Let me just throw that out there right off the bat. I think they're a fascinating creature, especially if you're into fishing, because there's nothing like them for bait. But
absolutely. No, I completely agree, and I'm glad to hear that there's a fellow leech lover out there.
You got to be a little bit off-center, though. If you're not using them, if you're not using them for bait to catch fish, you got to be a little off-center to revere them as much as a lot of folks do when it comes to medicine. I didn't realize we were still maybe using them in those practices.
Yeah, that's right. No, they sort of medicinal leeches have been used for millennia. We have some evidence that the first ones were used sort of 500 BC.
Yep.
And then they reached their peak, of course, in medieval times when they were used to treat any variety of ailments. And back then, any ailment was sort of a result of an imbalance of the 4 humors, blood, phlegm, black bile, and yellow bile. And so if you had an imbalance in your blood, then you stick a medicinal leech on, they take out a bit of the blood and rebalance the humors. And supposedly the ailments went away. Now, we know now that there's no science-based evidence for that. But leeches are used in modern science-based medicine as well, and a lot of the times they're used as relievers of congestions of the veins that might follow. Say if you have skin graft surgery or if you lose a digit and the surgeon sews it back on, then blood will flow out to the finger, but it won't flow back into the body. And so you stick a leech on, it'll take out the bad blood and sort of simultaneously promote the healing of the veins and arteries.
Wow. So that's being done today.
Correct. Yes, and you know what? It's being done in Toronto on a daily basis.
Now, these aren't just your run of the mill ordinary leeches, or are they?
So that's a good question. There are about 700 different species of leeches in the world. The ones that are normally used for angling are part of a different family of leeches altogether. And when we go and collect leeches throughout Ontario, which is one of the mandates that we have as curators at the Royal Ontario Museum, what I normally do is I go to bait shops and I talk to the people there because they know where the leeches are.
Right.
And what I tend to find is that people in Ontario separate leeches and bloodsuckers. Well, in my world, they're the same. Bloodsuckers are also leeches. But the blood-sucking leeches are the ones that we use for medicinal purposes.
Okay.
And the bait leeches are actually non-blood feeders. They don't feed on blood. I knew that.
I've been telling my grandson that for the last couple of years because he had a hard time. He still has a hard time picking them up, right? Because he thinks that they're going to latch onto him and start sucking blood. And I told him those leeches won't do that.
That's right. That's right. So what they normally do is they swallow their prey whole. They'll feed on other leeches, maybe some small earthworms, small crustaceans in the water, and they just open their mouth and sort of just engulf the prey. And those are the ones that you normally will use for fishing, I think. And one of the reasons that they do use them so heavily for fishing is because they're leeches that are quite muscular and good swimmers and move around a lot. And that's what you want to do to attract the fish, I'm sure.
That's fascinating. Now, we've got this great exhibit at the ROM that is going on. Tell us quickly about that, if you could.
Yeah, it's called Bloodsuckers, Legends to Leeches. It opens on November 16th. It sort of takes both a natural history and a cultural view on how we understand bloodsuckers, how they've evolved, what the diversity of bloodsuckers is in the world. We'll talk about some of the 30,000 different species of bloodsucking animals that live in the world. We'll also take the view of how they've inspired culture and art. And we'll talk about vampires and vampiric creatures, bloodletting, and the role of these bloodsuckers in the spreading of disease. And so it's going to be hopefully sort of an all-around show that everyone can find, some happiness in.
Well, you just sold me into coming. I'm guarantee I'll be there for sure. I find that stuff fascinating, and it's all taking place at the Ontario Royal Museum in November. And I'm sure there's information available at rom.on.ca that they can get all the information from. Doctor, thank you very much for joining us this morning. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. And by the way, thank you so much for putting me on after Chris King. How can I follow that?
That's
how
a tough
I follow
one.
Chris King, the legend.
That's a tough one. I agree with you. Take care.
Thank you so much.
Pleasure. Sebastian Vist, curator of Invertebrates, Department of Natural History at the Royal Ontario Museum. More journal after this. Don't you dare go away.